Well, over the weekend, of course, many tuned in, as I did as well, and couldn't help but get the feeling of pride as we watched our performers on stage at the Tamaki Makaurau Regionals, and of course, keeping an eye out for Rangitāwaia, who was in Angitu ultimately successful and will be heading to Te Matatini. Kindly with us for a kōrero this morning is the Tamaki Makaurau delegate for Te Matatini, Rei Kurikahi. Thanks for joining us on the program once again at Te Tohene. Tēnā koe, hoki mai.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā tātou.
Kia ora. What did you make of it all?
Oh, it was an amazing weekend of Papahaka, as it is every year. And we have two more regionals left to celebrate after this one. So Tamaki Makaurau, we had 22 groups all up. Fantastic weekend with Kaimātua, our Taikura groups. A lot of rangatahi performing this year, which was amazing. Ultimately, mihi nui ana ke Angitu, our champions this year. And we have six going through. So that's Angitu, Ngātu, Manako, Wakahui, Te Tahatū, Manutaki, and Te Pohohina Kahukura.
Tēnā koe.
Awesome.
Awesome. It was too, Reikura. Can we touch on the rangatahi and their involvement? Many of them seemingly just stepping out of kura or wharekura, but you know, very much loving this side of our Māori creative experiences and traditional performing arts. What did it mean to you, Reikura, to see so many of our rangatahi take the stage?
Oh, I think it has to be that way, to ensure that Kapahaka lives and breathes in all of the city centres throughout Aotearoa and Te Waipounamu. And that's in part to, especially to the kuratatahi competitions that we have, the kuratura, especially the Polynesian Festival, the Polyfest in Tamaki Makaurau. So we're lucky in Tamaki that we have opportunities there for rangatahi to compete, to be themselves, to be Māori on stage, and that definitely comes through as our senior groups move into the senior competitions and through to Te Matatini. So it's amazing to see so many rangatahi continuing to love and enjoy kapahaka, and so long it may continue as well.
There are the particular disciplines which all groups must adhere to, but what would you say of innovation that you witnessed? How is the kaupapa growing and innovating, even though there are parameters in the 20-minute performances? What struck you?
Whakaike is always an area where there's a lot of innovation. And if I go back to Korongāpō, Wakahui is very, very well versed. Their compositions were amazing because of Korobab. And same with Papapita. Tāpita, his compositions were amazing and still are. And if you go throughout, you know, all the rohe in Aotearoa and Te Waipounamu, you'll still hear their compositions being sung by other ropu and not just Te Wakahuia. So in Tāmaki, we have many amazing composers, and it follows through now today. And so we had that foundation back in the 70s, early late 60s, and now through to 2026, amazing whakaeke by Angitu. And as per usual, Te Wakahuia, of course, with a crazy awesome whakaeke. And then you have the beautiful poi that all the kapas had in Tamaki this year. And, you know, you go through every single discipline. And even though there are parameters, like you said, everybody finds a way of catching the eye of that judge or those judges that they need to convince so they can win that trophy. So everybody over the past few months have composed their items and have trained their kapa. And we're no different, Ngātu Manako no different, and we always try and put our best out there.
There were some very touching moments, and when we think of kapahaka as a vehicle for empowerment and for change, for the good. Couldn't help but note Aroatu from the Grace Foundation. Many have come through some really challenging aspects of life, but using kapaaka as a vehicle to stand strong and proud in our cultural identity, it was very touching when the Grace Foundation took to the stage. How did it impact you, Leikula?
Oh, absolutely. Grace Foundation and their tutors and all their kaihaka, they put so much into it, like every other group, except, you know, they've got all of these pressures on them and them trying to make a change. And it's one of the biggest rehabilitation programs in Tāmaki as well. Homelessness, everything. And so when you see a kapa who of people who are just trying to get through a day, a life with their whānau, and have taken the time to prepare a bracket that they can, they're proud on stage, and there's rangatahi in there, there's mums in there, there's dads in there, and it was awesome. I thought they were fantastic, and especially being one of the first five groups up on Saturday, not easy, I tell you, not easy. But they did it with so much ease on Saturday. So e tino mihi ana ki a Grace Foundation. An awesome day. And I must also mihi te Ngāti Whātua. Every year when we have it at the Spark Arena, they're always there looking after our kaumātua, our VIPs, and also ensuring that everybody who comes from outside of Tāmaki feel that manaaki, that aroha, that Tāmaki always has every year at our regionals. So e tino mihi ana ki a Ngāti Whātua for the mana whenua, for manaaki and the aroha they showed during the 2 days.
It was a wonderful celebration of kapahaka and emulated right across the country. It's going to be a fantastic te matatini ahead. And congrats to all who will represent Tāmaki Makaurau, and also thank you and congratulations to all who stood proudly for our people across the weekend past. Rei kura kahi with us today, Delegate for Te Matatini for Tāmaki Makaurau, Te Tuhine. Thanks so much, and kia ora
watu koe. Tēnā koe. And just one last word, don't forget Waitaha and Te Whanganui Ātara are the last two competitions. We're tracking at 47 groups at the moment, so it looks like we're going to get close to that 55, but not quite possibly. So all those groups going through to Waikato, the Matatini, Tākiri to Te Matatini, next year. Looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be wonderful. Thanks so much. Always neat to talk with you. Thank you, Leikula.